John Thomas Blair was born in Ballarat, Victoria in October 1875. After school, he chose teaching. Jack transferred to WA in 1896, working firstly in Perth before moving to Norseman and York, and he began to specialise in setting up new schools, mainly in the southwest, for instance, at Collie and Donnybrook. In January 1913, Jack was promoted to headmaster of Bunbury Central State School. Australia's entry into the First World War caused Jack to review his priorities. He was torn between commitment to the children he treasured and his duty to king and country. In the end, Jack determined that his priority must be a course that would secure a safer future for the children.
When I left Bunbury on my way to training camp at Blackboy Hill, my students marched with me to the Bunbury Railway Station, then gave me three cheers on my departure. I turned 40 at training camp, and within 5 months, I had completed further training in Egypt and been transferred with the 28th Battalion to France. The Army had promoted me to the rank of sergeant before leaving Australia. In early April 1916, I thought it important to write to my students in Bunbury. I wished to convey to them the typical duties of a soldier at war. However, the censorship provisions were somewhat limiting. I wrote at length about the wonderful heritage places, structures, and monuments. I also referred to the total commitment of the French soldiers to the conflict and the French people's unbridled support for our Australian soldiers. I also felt it important to prepare the children for the upcoming dangers we were to face. My attendance at the machine gun training was referred to. I ended this letter by wishing the children a happy and prosperous time and declared my intention to meet up with them all once the war was over. We had received reports that trench warfare was becoming deadlocked and my departure with the 28th Battalion to the front line was imminent.
In the next part of Jack's story, we'll hear of his experience in the major battles of the war and acknowledge his highly successful working career post-war. Jack and his wife Mary were also honoured for their untiring dedication to volunteer activities and community service in Bunbury.
Lieutenant John Thomas Blair, 28th Battalion.